Listen up, everybody. You have just till June 5th, just a few days from now, to be able to go to myalliant.com to answer 5 simple questions, put in your email, and then one of you will be selected to win $5,000. I think that's 5,000 reasons that you should go and do it right now.
All right, Susie, KT, are you ready for today's podcast?
Yeah, Robert, of course we're ready.
Because we are unstoppable.
Yeah.
Yeah, baby.
I put my arm around, show you how strong I am. I put my arm around, I'll show you that I am. I'm unstoppable.
May 9th, 2024. Welcome everybody to the Women and Money Podcast, as well as everybody smart enough to listen. Today is what, KT?
Today is my brother's birthday.
No! Oh. All right. Tell everybody about your brother's birthday. Go on, go on. What you were supposed to say there is, today is what? Today is ask KT and Susie anything, and then
they
I tell them.
They know that. There's millions of people that have been listening to us for years. They already know that. Let's tell them something they don't know. Today's my brother Bob's birthday.
Are you telling them what they don't know? Are you telling them something they need to know?
What they don't know. They don't need to
know. They don't need to know what's coming up
here. We always called him the Mother's Day baby because it was Mother's Day weekend in May that he was born.
Nobody knows who you're talking about.
My brother. I said my brother Bobby's birthday.
Tell him. All right. And how old is he?
I have no idea, but he's younger than me and he lives in New Jersey.
What does that tell you,
makes
everybody?
Makes the best barbecued that chicken
on
earth.
She doesn't know how old her brother is.
How old is your brother?
Well, one of them is going to be 80, believe it or not.
Are you sure?
Yes.
And what's the other one?
The other one's going to be 77. He was 77.
Okay, so it took you a little while to get that out. All right, let's get on with
but
it.
But I got it out.
Okay, let's get on with it.
I have to say something before we start. Right, as you know, this is Ask KT and Susie Anything. So if you want to ask a question in the hopes that Ms. Travis picks it to be answered on this podcast, that you have to write into ask, A-S-K, Susie, S-U-Z-E, podcast at gmail.com. And we read them. And if KT likes it, she chooses it. But this is what I want to tell you. You don't necessarily get a notice back that says, oh, we're going to be doing your question this week. So you have to.
You have to listen.
You have to listen.
Simple.
To see if we
just
picked
listen.
It. Just listen. That's number one. Number two. I want all of you to go and join up for the Women and Community app. You do that by going to Apple Apps or Google Play. And the reason I want you to do that is where I post charts and I make comments and things that you should know
and
about.
And sometimes photos.
And sometimes photos that I don't post anywhere else. But recently I posted for everybody that there seems to be a scammer out there who is using my picture, asking you for your email, making it sound like they are me. I'm going to tell you this right now, and this will never, ever change. Susie Orman herself will never want your email address, your phone number, any information about you when you go to myalliant.com and you take the quiz and you put your email in there. That's for myalliant.com, for Alliant Credit Union, not for me. I would never see your emails there. I would never see your names there. That is private information between you and Alliant. And it will be there, by the way. And you only have till June 5th, my birthday, to do it. Where if you go to myalliant.com and take the quiz that's right there, put in your email, one of you will be selected and win $5,000. All right, KT?
You ready?
No.
Are you ready?
No, there's one more thing.
What is it?
What is 1 week from today? Think about it. Think about it. This is your quizzy. Think about it.
We are leaving for our safari.
Yes.
Susie and I are going on safari with some family members. We are so excited. This was a promise we made to Travis and Sophia when they were, I think, 6 and 9 years
old. Or 5 and 7. They
were
young.
They were very young. They were so young they couldn't go on a safari.
And of course, Aunt Susie said, oh, one day we'll take you when you're older on a safari. Well, guess what?
Time
now that they're in their mid-20s, we decided, all right, they're older. Why are we doing it now, KT? Before they
get married.
Because who knows if we're going to like who they marry. But let's just hope we do.
All right.
Even if
you ready?
Get married. All right. Yes.
Okay. First question I have is from Vina. She's, by the way, Susie, she's 52 years old. Just keep that in mind. So she said, Susie, would it be okay to withdraw $10,000 from my Roth IRA to increase my emergency fund? Ooh. I currently have $9,000 in emergency funding in a high-yield savings account with Amex. I've been maximizing my Roth IRA for the last 9 years.
Yeah,
so sweet, right?
Yeah, girlfriend, listen to me. Have you ever heard me say before that it's absolutely okay to use your Roth IRA as a substitute emergency fund? And why is that? Because any money you originally put in to a Roth IRA, you can take out at any time without taxes or penalties, regardless of your age or how long it's been in there. So if you were to take that $10,000 right now that you have in your Roth, that maybe is just sitting in cash or whatever, why not just put that within the Roth IRA into a high-yield savings account wherever you are holding it? So you are making the exact same interest rate as probably you're making on your savings account outside of your Roth. So just do it that way. But no, don't take it out of the Roth to put it in a high yield savings account, since you can do it within your Roth. All right.
Okay, next question.
Should that have been your quizzy?
No.
No?
No, because
you would have gotten it wrong?
No, I would have definitely gotten it right. You don't take money out of the Roth to put into an emergency fund savings account. It goes the other way.
Yeah, and the other thing, I just have to say one thing for everybody. The reason that I don't have a problem with you using your Roth IRA as your emergency funding is because, number one, of what I just said, that you can take it out anytime you want without taxes or penalties. However, there's a limit. Every year you can only put in, depending on age, $7,000 or $8,000 this year into your Roth. As the years go on, if you don't take advantage of those contributions, then you've lost that ability. So let's say all of a sudden you not only have a lot of money in your Roth emergency fund, but now you were able to also save money in a high-yield savings account somewhere that is your emergency fund, then the money that's in your Roth that you wouldn't have had in your Roth otherwise, you could start investing for your retirement. Brilliant, brilliant strategy, if I must say so myself. All right.
You are brilliant. Okay, next question is from Lori. Hi, Susie. I have $18,000 in credit card debt.
Okay, that's good. Could have been 30.
Ready?
Could have been 50.
It should be zero, Lori, in my opinion, but listen to the
boss. You shouldn't feel bad because you have $18,000 of credit card debt.
Lori has a plan and she needs your advice. Is it better to get a new credit card that I can transfer my balances over to and pay it off in 21 months with zero interest, or make the minimum payment plus the interest so I can pay it off faster?
What you didn't answer in your email or tell us about, Lori, was what is the current interest rate that you are paying on your credit card? I bet any amount of money, it's above 0%. So for $18,000, would I do a balance transfer? The question isn't would I? the question for you is, can you? Because if you don't have a really great FICO score, in most cases, 760 or 780 or above, you're not going to be able to do that. But you should at least try to see if, in fact, somebody accepts you. It is also possible that when you do a balance transfer of $18,000, you're going to have to pay approximately a 3% balance transfer fee to get it into your new card. Therefore, about $540 is going to have to be paid to do that. However, at $18,000 at 0% versus $18,000 on a credit card a lot higher than that, I'm sure it is, if you can, absolutely worth your while to do a balance transfer at 0%. Next question, KT.
Okay, this is from Eleanor. She said, Susie, my husband died in 2019. Mm. I took his Social Security as a widow benefit at the time I was 65. I've continued part-time work and want to know that when I turn 72, can I switch to my Social Security as I think it will be more?
So first of all, we always, it's so sad. It's so sad when any of us lose somebody that we love. And even though it's 5 years ago that that happened for you, Eleanor, I know there's always still pain. There will be pain forever on some level. But still, our condolences go out to you even at this time. First of all, it's not when you turn 72. It's when you turn 70. I think a lot of you, by the way, are getting when max Social Security is for you because of when it used to be 72 for your required minimum distributions from your retirement accounts. Now, by the way, that is 73. So after the age of 70, your Social Security does not continue to increase like it did from your full retirement age all the way up till 70. So yes, you can absolutely switch to your Social Security if your Social Security is higher than what you are getting right now in widow benefits. That's the answer. Go on, KT.
Okay, this is from Julie. Susie, you're on a roll this morning. I like it. I like the energy. From Julie, I'm 66. I own a home with about $80,000 in equity. What document do I need to have in place for my sons so that they will be able to take ownership and sell my home? I'm assuming when she passes, but yeah, she didn't say that.
So it just depends on your situation, really, as to are you going to be keeping this home? Are you selling it? Obviously, you could put the name of your sons on your home as joint tenancy with right of survivorship so that the day that you die, it automatically passes to them. But then there's all kinds of things that can go wrong with that scenario, meaning that maybe your house has gone up significantly in value since you purchased it. And if you do that, then you're giving your sons your cost basis on the house as well. So the truth of the matter is the best way financially to pass an asset like a house down to your children is by having a revocable living trust where their names are the successor beneficiaries. Obviously, you would be the primary beneficiary. You are the trustor, the one who has created the trust. You are the trustee, the one that decides, do you want to sell it? What do you want to do with it? Do you want to eliminate one of your sons? What do you want? And you are the beneficiary as well, the primary beneficiary, because it's held for your benefit while you are alive. On your death, it goes to your sons as the successor beneficiary. That is the correct way that you should do it. Next, KT.
Okay, this is from Donna. Hi, Susie and KT. You are both such a blessing. Thank you for continuing to shower us with financial wisdom. I think she means you. Thank
Don't
you,
Susie. Don't you ever put yourself down.
I'm not.
Don't say I think it's you. You.
No, I let think me it's tell you, you no, that wait. Shower us with financial wisdom. No. I ask the question.
No, I want you to listen to me, Miss Travis, and you listen to me right here and right now.
Slap down, slap down, slap down.
Hear my voice, everybody?
That's the coldest Susie slap down.
Is this your love, your generosity of spirit, your entire being of who you are combines everything I have ever said about money. Money isn't just about money. Money is not just about what you have. It's about who you are as well. And you bring to this podcast the love and the understanding and all of it that is needed. So you are vitally important.
Thank you so much.
All right, go on.
So this is what Donna's asking. I've been blessed to be in a position in which I earn too much money to qualify for a Roth. Mm. How can I establish and fund one now with at least a dollar for future conversions? And then I love this. Your podcast is the best part of my Thursday morning. So I didn't know you can fund it with a dollar.
Well, you could actually fund it with anything you want. And the main reason
that, as little as a dollar.
As little as 50 cents if you want.
Serious?
Stop it, KT.
I didn't know that.
Don't get me off track here. I see
right,
what happened.
All right.
I complimented her. And now look at her. It's like now she just wants to take over the entire podcast.
No,
anyway.
Okay, I do, but not today.
All right, that's good. So here's the thing, Donna, is that the main reason that you want to start a Roth IRA is if you have money that's in a Roth 401k, a Roth TSP, a Roth 403b, whatever it may be, a Roth SEP IRA, a Roth Simple, you name it, and you want to transfer it from where it happens to be at your ex-employer's. When you transfer it into a Roth IRA, then the time limit has already started, and then you don't have to wait any time to do so. Does that make sense? The problem is when you convert from a traditional account to a Roth, regardless of how long the Roth IRA has been opened, the five-year time period still starts every time there is a conversion. But given that you don't qualify for a Roth, I don't think I would be worried about it so much right now in your particular situation. All right.
Hi, Susie. My name is Roosevelt. I'm 59 years old, single, and living in Charlotte, North Carolina. By the way, I love your TV show. So he watches you on Freevee. All of you should watch the Susie Orman show on Freevee. So here's the bottom line. His birthday is coming up on May 17th. He pays $60 every 3 months for his insurance, term insurance, but it's going to be renewed at $160 every 3 months. What his concern is, and he's got savings, he has a CD annuity, he has no expenses, and his home's paid off. So here's the bottom line. He wants to know, should he drop the policy and just put money aside that will allow him to be buried with his loved ones in California?
Yes.
In LA?
Yes.
That's his question.
So wait, give me this for just 1 second. Let me see it, because usually there's a lot of information on these emails that if we read it, it would just be way too long. He has a lot of money in savings. He's fine. He has one son, 36 years old, who lives on his own. So here is the real question, everybody. Do you want insurance or do you need insurance? If you simply want insurance, don't waste your money. If you need it, that's another story. So I have to tell you, Roosevelt, I would not be doing this. You have enough money that you could just put $10,000 aside or whatever it is, and just pay for it on your own. But insurance is not the way to do it. By the way, happy birthday. All right.
Okay. Next is from Luann. Hi, I don't know where to start. I love these. I don't know where to start.
Oh, no, Luann.
I don't know where to start.
Oh, no.
So basically, she feels like she's stuck. She said, I have a small IRA, around $150,000, a nice checking account, small savings. I live in a condo. I can't stand it. She can't stand the condo. You never know till you move in. I've been here for 1 year and 4 months. So she definitely wants out, Susie. She's counting down how long she's lived in her condo. She said, I want to move. I feel like I'm stuck. I don't have a big down payment after sinking a lot of money in this not so nice place. Any suggestions?
So it's a little confusing, KT.
Well, she's been there a year and 4 months.
Because she says, I don't have a big down payment.
For a new home.
For a new home. Mm. What happens if she sells this one?
She has to. She wants to sell it.
So here's the thing, Luann. There's people first, then money, then things. You've heard me say it over and over again. You cannot continue to live in a place that you hate, all right? You just can't do that.
Sell it.
Right? You can't feel stuck. You have to put yourself in front of your money at this point in time. You are never stuck. Even if you have to take a loss to move somewhere, fine. Now, there's nothing wrong with you selling it, getting out of there, maybe renting for a little bit until you can figure out where you want to live, what you really want to do, and then see what you can afford and what makes sense. But put that condo on the market right now. Now, I just have to say something. I'm the one who put the word hate into Luann's mouth. She says she can't stand it. That's how she said it. That translates to me, she hates it. Sell it, girlfriend,
sell it, and figure
out the money later on. All right, go on.
I have another real estate one I picked because this one made me like, whoa, these things happen. This is, hi, Susie. My wife and I will retire in about 8 years. Our home will be paid off in 10 years. We have an emergency fund. We have no credit card debt. So the home will be paid off in about 10 years. We would love to stay in this home until we die. We do not want to leave the house to the children. We do have a will and a trust. My question is there any way to get cash out of our home without refinancing a home equity loan? Would you recommend a reverse mortgage? We would like to cash out the equity, which is about $500,000, instead of moving, selling, or leaving it to the children. So they basically want to live off this home and die in this home.
Okay, now, my dear Teresa. Katie, what do you think? They don't want to leave their house to their kids. Not a big deal.
I think they want to retire and actually use the equity in that home to live on so that they, you know, they don't want to leave. They definitely don't want
to
leave.
Don't try to be nice here,
they don't want to leave the house.
They just don't want to.
It says do not in capital letters.
All right, but Teresa, here's the thing I need you to understand. In this email, you say that you're going to retire in 8 years. And then you say that your home will be paid off in 10 years. You did not tell me how old you happen to be. But when it comes to a reverse mortgage, you have to be at least 62 years of age or older. And the very best circumstance to do a reverse mortgage is when you own your home outright. There are other ways that you can do it, even if you don't own your house outright, but I wouldn't suggest that. So we are now looking 10 years off from now. And here's what I'd like to say to you. A lot can happen in 10 years. So to be thinking about what is the best way to do it right now in 2024, when really the answer to this question will be revealed in 2034, believe it or not, is what I want you to remember, number one. Number two, let's just say you retired, the house is paid off, you're 62 years of age or older, would I recommend a reverse mortgage simply for you to get money out of your house now? as you get older, things really do change. Your health, the maintenance on the house may get harder. Things change. Things in the house start to break 10 years from now. And if you do a reverse mortgage, you're pretty much locked in to keeping that house no matter what, normally until you die, because even if you then decide later on you want to sell it, you're not going to get the equity out of it that you really think you have in it. So if you need a reverse mortgage to stay in that home, I ask you at the time when this will become relevant to you that you really think about that. Because if you need a reverse mortgage to stay there, I would be telling you that is your first indication that you need to sell it and move somewhere that you can afford, where you use the equity in your home to your advantage. So what you think you want right now may not be on any level what you want 10 years from now. So just think about that. All right, KT.
This next question is very interesting. This is from a Melissa who met you at 11. She was 11 years old.
Or in 2011.
No, at 11. I met you at a book signing. No, she said, now I'm 39. No, she was 11 years old. Ready? So we're old.
Tell
that,
me about
that makes
it.
Sense. 11 years old, so 20 years later. I met you at a book signing, which inspired my journey to financial independence. So you really influenced her. You're going to like where she's at. I'm 39. I'm a single mom of two, 10 and 12 years old. Mm. I manage full financial responsibility. I own my home outright. I built a rental property on her land, I suppose. I hold a corporate position with max contributions to retirement. Ready? Ready, everyone? And I have investments totaling around $4 million. So, Susie Orman, you made an impression on an 11-year-old little girl. Now,
you know,
ready?
It's funny.
Wait, go on. This gets even better. After a tech layoff, I'm in a less fulfilling W-2 job. That means she gets a paycheck, everyone. But she enjoys some side consulting, though it lacks FTE benefits. As I navigate this...
Full-time employee benefits.
Yeah. As I navigate...
What is her question?
Ready? This is it. I'm getting to the question. As I navigate the crossroads... She's 39, everyone. What advice would you give me and how long should I work? Now, that's very interesting. She's 39. It seems like she's done more than an average lifetime worth of accomplishments and financial saving.
Melissa, go back to when you were 11.
Oh, sweet.
And you met
Susie.
Me. And think about what is it when you met me that allowed you to become who you happen to be? Because it would seem to me that you are somebody who is very in touch with who you are and what you want to be. And maybe you looked at me at that time and you said, oh, now that's a woman who knows who she is. Oh, that's a woman who knows what she wants to be. Oh, that's a woman who loves doing what she is doing and what she does. And I have a feeling that you have the ability to know that about yourself as well. You are probably in a situation that you never really have to work again for money. You need to understand that the crossroads that you stand at, which are so fabulous, it is your choice which direction you want to go. And if you start to go down a direction and you don't like it, it is your choice that you get to do a U-turn. It is your choice if you want to try the other road or not. And again, if you don't like it, you can turn around. But you have to reside in your own power. You have to reside in knowing what you want and what makes you happy. But more important than anything, you have two little ones. that are 10 and 12. They are right where you were. You were in the middle of those two kids when you first met me. So let them meet a mother that represents the same qualities that I represented to you that day, so that your two children grow up to be exactly like you.
Wait, I'm giving her a standing ovation. That was great. That was like Susie standing in her truth.
Now, KT, we're almost ready for your quizzy. Have another one, or a short one?
Yeah. Let's do Karen's. I'm 70 years young. I have no spouse or immediate family. I'm single. How can I tell if I have enough money to last till I die? Is there a formula? I'm in good health. Please advise. 70 years young, baby.
Younger than us, baby.
Yeah, she's younger than us. How does she know what she needs in terms of money till she dies? We don't know how long you're going to live.
So here's the thing.
That's a question for God, not Susie.
No, well, same thing. No, just joking. Right. So here's the thing, Karen. Nobody knows when they are no longer here. That, you know, that just will happen when it's meant to happen somehow. All right. You would look and see, how much money do you actually have? How much income does it generate for you, including your Social Security, including all your possible other sources of income? How much do you generate today after taxes? And is your after-tax income enough to pay currently your expenses that you have? If it is, now you are starting from a really strong position. As time goes on, it is possible that you, in fact, may need more than what you need today. Maybe you need a helper, maybe who knows what it may be. So then do a calculation as to, at a 2 or 3%, whatever it is, growth rate on your money, just so you can be really conservative. Assuming that you took out 4% a year from your accounts, how long would that last you? And then you'll kind of know if you have enough. Will it last you until you're 100 years of age? Will it last you till you're 110 years of age? If it would, I would feel pretty safe that you are okay. However, you just never know in life. So just do your homework, do that calculation, and I think you probably will find out that you're okay. Now, if you're not, if you don't have enough money, given that you are 70 years young, all right, find a side job. Do something else that brings in more money right now. So you can continue to contribute to a Roth IRA. Maybe you pay down the mortgage on your home, but there's always something you can do. She was smart enough to write in to AskSusiePodcast@gmail.com. Are all of you smart enough? Derek was absolutely smart enough to write in. And this is the Can I Afford It quizzy for today's podcast. I will read this and you will all have to decide, do you approve him or do you deny him? And let's see if Miss Travis gets it right. Dear Susie and KT, you've never left out, are you? No. All right. Recently, my mom gave both my brother and me $3,500 each. Are you writing that down, KT?
In my little Susie notebook.
All right. There we go. Mom told me I could use the money any way I wanted. However, she said it would be nice if I used the gift so that my husband and I would take a more relaxing vacation than we usually take. Okay, whatever that is. My brother, however, is an accountant and says that I shouldn't use the money for a vacation, but should put all $3,500 in my Roth IRA. He says that for a person my age, I haven't saved enough for retirement. But a modest vacation relaxing with my husband sounds very attractive. So here are the numbers. If we were on TV, I would say, Derek, show me the money. Derek is 50 years old. He takes home $2,400 a month. His share of the household expenses come to $2,140 per month. He has no debt other than the mortgage on their home, which has an interest rate of 3.8% and a balance of $88,720. His emergency fund is $26,100. Mm-hmm. And between his Roth IRA and his 403B at work, that's a pre-tax account there. He only has a Roth IRA. He has a traditional 403B at work. What are you thinking, Derek? It contains a total of $137,957. Can Derek afford to take $3,500 and go on a vacation, a modest one, with his husband? All right, are you all thinking about that, everybody?
I know exactly what my answer is.
All right, do you all know if you're going to approve or deny Derek, KT?
So denied, Derek. Really denied. Absolutely no. Listen to your brother. You're 50 years old. Take the $3,500 gift, put it in the Roth, and just forget it and set it. Let it grow. You have $88,000 left on a mortgage at 3.8%. You've got...
We know what he has,
right,
but...
In savings, he doesn't have that much in savings.
But he does have 1 year of emergency expenses.
Doesn't matter. He's 50 years old. His brother's right.
All
he
right,
doesn't
so
have enough.
Final answer?
Derek, you are denied. Wait, there Susie you... goes, denied.
Right, so KT is absolutely correct. Although you have to just hear me say it. You are just so denied. I can't even tell you. When you are given a gift, you should never look at the present value of that gift. Yes, it's $3,500 today. What you need to think about is, what if I took that $3,500, I listened to my brother, I put it into a Roth IRA, and I left it there for the next 20 years until I was 70. And over all that time, it was averaging about 9%. That's not a 9% interest rate, people. 1 year it goes up, 1 year it goes down, but an average annual gain when it's averaged over 20 years, 9%. Do you know in 20 years from now that $3,500 would be worth what? $20,000. How do you feel about that now? If, just out of curiosity, would that have changed your mind? So whenever you look at money, it's not what it's going to cost you today. What is it going to cost you in future earnings, in future growth? And then if you still want to do it and think you can afford it, okay. But thank God you have a brother who's just a little bit smarter than you. All right, KT. That brings us to the end of another Ask KT and Susie Anything podcast. So until Sunday, when we will have Susie School again, there's only one thing that we want you to remember when it comes to your money. And what is it, KT?
It's people first, then money, then things.
And if you live your life like that, you will be what, KT?
Unstoppable.
Yeah, girlfriend. I'm unstoppable. I'm a butcher with no brakes. I'm invincible. Yeah, I win every single game. Minds are powerful. I don't need batteries to play. I'm so confident.
confident. Yeah, I'm unstoppable today.
Neither Susie Orman Media nor Susie Orman is acting as a certified financial planner, advisor, a certified financial analyst, an economist, CPA, accountant, or lawyer. Neither Susie Orman Media nor Susie Orman make any recommendations as to any specific securities or investments. All content contained in this podcast is for informational and general purposes only and does not constitute financial accounting or legal advice. You should consult your own tax, legal, and financial advisors regarding your particular situation. Neither Susie Orman Media nor Susie Orman accepts any responsibility for any losses which may arise from accessing or reliance on information in this podcast. And to the fullest extent permitted by law, we exclude all liability for loss, damages, direct or indirect, arising from the use of this information. The must-have documents discussed in this podcast are legal documents created by a lawyer and distributed by Hay House.